Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. Today, we're going to talk about Boeing, and we're going to title the show Max 8, Max Payne. I told my wife the title of the show, and she's like, what? She didn't know what Max Payne was, apparently. For those of you that know, I'm glad you know. For those of you who don't, I'm sorry, I'm kind of a corny person. My name is Matt Williams. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. This show is also part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go over to fightlaughfeast.com. Put in HTBT in the memo field, just like it says on this mug, this wonderful, beautiful mug that is the best mug you will ever get. It's just great. And you put that HTBT in a memo field and you'll get a free mug on top of all the other benefits that you get when you become a member. But the most beneficial thing for you when becoming a member is that you get to be part of what the Lord's doing. You get to be part of what God uses to build up this network, to build up these shows as we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. And it's just a great thing when you get to be part of what the Lord is doing. Today, I wanted to talk about this airline. And let me tell you, I have never been so excited to be in front of the camera. It's been one of those days where just it's been crazy. Things have been just going back to bam, 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 bam. Just things one after another just coming at me today. And I never thought I would say it, but I couldn't wait to get in front of the camera to just relax. And how many shows did it take me to get to a place where I wanted to be with you and just talk to you and kind of just tune out everything else that happened today? Well, it's about 130 plus episodes it took to get there, but here we are, and I'm so glad that we get to talk about this, because this is a really interesting situation. If you don't know, we're going to get into the facts, and then we're going to talk about what Boeing's doing, and we're going to think about and discuss. I'm going to tell you what I would do if I was Boeing, and then you're going to let me know what you would do, or you can pause this and just think about it and not tell me, but I would love to hear what you have to say. You can reach out to me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. You can find me on the social media sites, except yesterday when Facebook crashed, and apparently Facebook wasn't working yesterday, and everyone survived. It's amazing. It's amazing what you can do when you're not on Facebook, let me tell you. But you can find me on Facebook, How to Build a Tent. Love for a follow, love for you guys to reach out to me, just say hi. I will say hi back if I see it. I really appreciate that. If you are the live streaming type, we live stream this when we can on Facebook and Twitter and Periscope and YouTube at 12 p.m. Pacific, just in time for your lunch break. For those on the Pacific Coast, or Pacific Coast, yeah, on the West Coast, works, or Pacific Coast. If you're on the East Coast, then maybe a break, nice little 15, 20 minute break to check out the podcast. Really appreciate that. Appreciate all of you guys that have been sharing the show and tagging, and just love it. I love hearing from you guys. So please reach out to me. Don't forget about the business plan contest coming up quickly. Don't be late on sending those in, because then you will be disqualified. And you don't want to run a race where you're going to be disqualified, you know, just like what Paul talks about in the Bible. All right, Max 8, Max Payne. Let's get into it. So I don't know if you know, but Boeing has come out with this new airline, the 737 Max 8. They actually have four different models of it, 7 through 10. And two of them have ended in tragedy, where two different airlines who own these planes have crashed and the people died. It's been really sad. I don't mean to make light of that at all, but we need to know, or we need to think about what we would do in a situation like this, because you never know when you will be running a company like Boeing. You know, you're listening to the show, you're getting really business savvy, and you are taking my advice, and you're listening to other people's advice, and you're just building a successful career, because that's what the show is about. And you may find yourself in the situation. I hope you don't, but I think these exercises are really beneficial so that we can learn to problem solve, learn to think about what's the best case scenario. And just let me tell you, I'm going to cut to the end here. There is really no best solution here. It's basically trying to mitigate risk as much as possible. This is a terrible situation for Boeing. The last I checked, from the incident of the second crash, Boeing has been down 10% in the stocks, which means 10% of the value of the company. I mean, Boeing, it's a huge company. It's like the most weighted company, most weighted stock on the Dow 30. 30 companies are listed on the Dow 30. Actually, and another, just a side note, there's a nice article I tweeted at like 12 a.m. Hawaiian time, because I just couldn't sleep for whatever reason. I tweeted an article by the Motley Fool guys, and they had a great argument of why the Dow Jones is not an index we should even care about anymore, and how it doesn't accurately, or it doesn't do what it was set out to do anymore. And it's kind of like the time has gone for the Dow 30, the Dow Jones, to be an index we care about. And it was just really a fascinating article. So if you are on Twitter, go check it out on my Twitter and give me a follow while you're there and check that out. All right, so let's just look at the facts, and then you can either pause the show or just listen to what I would have to say, and you can critique my ideas, you can build on my ideas, or have your own ideas. I'd love to hear from them. Again, please reach out to me, especially if you disagree. I love getting into the back and forth, as a lot of you know who have reached out to me. I email you back if I can. I mean, there's sometimes there's just so many emails I can't get to them all, but for the most part, I try to stay on top of them. All right, here are the facts. So there was two crashes, like I said, of the 737 MAX 8. It was an Ethiopian airline. It took off and crashed 6 minutes after it took off. Then Lion Air was the other one. It took off and crashed 13 minutes after takeoff. Now, this is a model that has been out for 2 years now, which isn't a lot of time. I don't know about you, but I don't know if you would like the odds of being on a plane that crashes once a year. That's what it's been so far. It's been out 2 years. There's been two crashes. Like, that's almost like where is that? Is it in Switzerland? I think it is, where there's the shotgun pointed at the chair. There's like a timer for when it goes off, and you can sit in it for like a minute, and you pay like $10,000 or something stupid like that. It's like you're gambling with your life. No, thank you. I am definitely, when I'm doing my business travel, not going to be flying one of these, even when they clear them for landing again. Now, all these models pretty much, or all of these airlines that have this model, has grounded those flights, so there's going to be delays. I'm not flying in the next couple weeks, so I haven't noticed this, but I bet there's tons of delays going on right now. Airlines are losing revenue, having to cancel flights because they can't fly these. This is a really popular model of airplane. The cause of the crash, they think it's similar to both of them, that it's a similar cause. It's under investigation. The report will be published in a couple months. And I know that Boeing has an idea or knows for sure what the issue is, because they are also postponing another 777-77X that's supposed to be coming out this month. They're delaying that as well, which makes me think that they know what the issue is, which doesn't really lend well to your credibility as an airline when before the investigation's done, before they even recover the black box, which I don't think they've recovered a black box, but before they have published officially the report, they're already halting production on unrelated models. It's a 777, it's not a 737, which makes you think that Boeing knows exactly what is going on. Boeing had a statement put out, and they said this, that the new position of the engines changed the aircraft's center of gravity, creating the potential for the nose to pitch up during the flight. Boeing designed software called the Maneuvering Characteristics Augmentation System. I am so impressed that I said that correctly. Or to abbreviate it, the MCAS, to overcome this action. So they implemented the software to kind of counteract this design flaw, for lack of a better word. But what happens with their new position of the aircraft, they put in this new software. Now, continuing with the quote, when a sensor of the fuselage detects that the nose is too high, which could eventually cause the plane to stall, the MCAS automatically pushes the nose down. So the plane's going up, it can go up too high, and it can cause a stall. So this software is supposed to correct that and to keep it from stalling and going too high up because of how the new engines are situated on the plane. In November 6th, there was an issued safety warning of a fault in the sensor to feed incorrect data to the MCSA, which is, that is scary and all on its own. I mean, I've flown in 737 since November, and I didn't hear about this. I mean, I would have had second thoughts about flying on this type of model, especially when it will autocorrect what the plane's doing. And the Seattle Times reported an article that these MAX 8s, which one of these versions of the 737 that came out had the pilots were improperly trained. They weren't even training them correctly, and there were complaints issued in another article of the pilots complaining that they haven't been trained. And what looks like happened is Boeing was trying to cut costs and save time and money for pushing these out where they didn't have to go through and change and train the pilots for the new updates. And one of these is this new system that actually changes the plane's trajectory. You would think you would want to properly train your pilots on software that can change the direction of a plane, especially on takeoff. But they didn't, because they wanted to save time and money. And it reminds me of that wonderful quote that is so true: if you don't have time to do it right now, when are you going to have time to do it right later? And I probably botched that, but that's how I remember it. It might be a little different. But also, if you don't have time to pay to do it right today, how much are you willing to spend in the future? The stock price of Boeing dropped 10%. That's 10% of the company's value gone in a week, in a couple days, I think it was. It bounced back a little bit yesterday. Well, it remains to see how it's going to end at the close today. But they definitely took a hit in their stock price and lost a lot of value. And these leaders making the decision that no doubt has stock in the company took a pretty penny hit that was probably a lot greater than what it would take the time to train these pilots. Not to mention, could have saved lives. And it turns out that they could have disarmed this. The pilots could have just disarmed the whole system that would correct it. And if they were aware of it, they might have had a better chance of surviving and pulling off the landing. Now, some of the features of this MAX 8, it's bigger than the 737 it evolved from. It's bigger, more powerful, more efficient, has improved aerodynamics, and it flies farther and carries more people. So there's a lot of orders for this, and this is actually a very competitive model between Boeing and Airbus, which, man, I hope you have some stock in Airbus. I don't. I should have. I might even pick up some, because who knows what the fallout is going to be of this, where people are not going to want their Boeing orders and they might just switch to picking up some of the Airbus models. I'm not sure which is the comparable of the Airbus model, but you don't need to know the comparable Airbus model to buy the stock, which you might want to think about doing. Now, again, I said the 737 has four different models, but the 8 is the one that's been in the news with, I think it has to do with the size of it and just where the engines are, but I could be wrong on that. I'm not an aviation expert at all. There are 376 of these aircrafts that have been delivered over 50 airlines, including Southwest, American, Air Canada. And so if you're flying one of those, you may want to check and see what kind of model of plane you're flying, which you can do. You can check. And you might want to have a second guess, or might want to reschedule or change flights to another model. So what do you do? What do you do in this situation if you're Boeing? You're an international company selling to countries, selling to private companies, because a lot of the airlines are owned by the country, like the Ethiopian airline. What do you do? You have 376 of these aircraft out there. You can't just recall them. You can't just reimburse people. That would 376 recalls, I'm guessing, would just end the company, would tank the company completely. Now, I could be wrong on that. I don't know the exact specifics. Again, I'm not an expert in the airline industry by any means, but it strikes me as a very devastating issue and an issue that's not going to be an easy fix. So what do you do? What do you do as leadership if you're in this situation? Or what if you're just in any general situation and you're not Boeing, you're not an international company, but where you have this crisis of product? Now, the positive of this, I think, is it seems like it is a software issue. And in fact, Boeing is promising to come out with an April release of an update, which, I mean, can't get that out fast enough, can you? And it looks like it's a software update, which is nice, because that most likely means that you're not going to have to recall the planes, but you can have technicians come out with computers to update the software, I imagine, or you can just have it update off the cloud. So that is a bonus to this. But what do you do, and how do you assess what to do next? What are your next steps? And the first thing that I would do, I've been thinking about this, over my not tri-tip today. It was ribeye teriyaki tacos, which were fantastic. Had them over dinner with some wine. It was really nice. I don't have wine every day for lunch. It's a little different, but it actually worked out pretty well. Wine and ribeye steak tacos. Little Italian-Mexican fusion. So what do you do? And the first thing I would do if I was the head of this company is think about what are the potential threats. Now, I know this is going to be very detached from the emotions of it, of the emotions of like the loss of life and the impact. And I'm not discounting that at all. But when you are running a business, you need to start thinking about what can you do to preserve the business? What can you do to uphold the shareholder value? And what can you do for all the people that have some stake in the company, the employees, the people with pensions, the people with 401ks that have stock in Boeing? You have to be thinking about them too. And so the first thing I would do faced with this like gigantic cluster is think about all the different threats and what are all the different ways that the company can be harmed from these incidents. What can come at us and how do we mitigate the risk? How do we limit it? Not even necessarily how do we get away from the consequences or how do we avoid the risk altogether? Because like I said in the beginning, there's no easy solution. There's no perfect answer to this. This is a mess. And so too in a lot of things in life, right? That there's not a perfect answer. There's not this answer where everything's going to be fixed and everything's going to be fine. But there's a lot of gray. There's a lot of messiness that goes on with issues in life and how you deal with them. And that's why I like going through these exercises, is because if you can have and think through this scenario, this case study, for lack of a better word, of like these issues happening to other people, then you're going to be more trained and seasoned when it happens to you. And I hope this never happens to you, where you're in these situations where there's just bad situations, bad choices, and there's not really a good option. But it may happen to you, and you want to be able to be wise, not let your emotions overtake you, not let the grandiose, the gigantic scope of this issue overwhelm you. But you want to be able to be methodical and wise in how you handle these things. And one of the best ways to do that is to practice. And then also be seeing what the leadership does in the company and the positives and the negatives that come from that and learn from it. One of the best things you can do is learn from other people's mistakes so that you don't have to repeat them. Now, the very first thing that I would think about as a big threat is lawsuits, obviously. Now, there's the obvious lawsuits of the family members. But there's also the lawsuits from airlines, right, from businesses suing you because they've lost revenue, they've lost flights, they've lost people who want to travel using their airlines but won't because they have 737. So what are they supposed to do? They can't just pick up another airline at the Airbus lot down the street, right? You have to order them. They take time to roll out. And I don't know if you realize this, but or see this when you fly, of how tight those schedules are on those planes. They are like turning around those planes. You have like, they land and then an hour and a half, they're like loaded and back up. Like there's a tight schedule that happens because they need to be packing those planes to get the ROI from paying for them because those planes are expensive. And that is a big threat. So what I would really think about doing, or I'll get to that in a second. So another issue, another potential threat is order cancellations. There's a lot of orders for these 737s. They were great. You could carry more people. You could go farther. They cost less gas, and gas prices are a huge cost for airlines. And there's a lot of orders for them. Like, what if those get canceled? What are you going to do? That's a big threat. That's going to impact the viability of your company if you're not selling one of the most competitive models of your airplane, of your production line. And then also future models, including the 777 that's being delayed coming out too. That impacts the bottom line, it impacts cost as well. So what do you do? These are the threats that I was thinking about. So what are my recommendations? First, with the lawsuits, I think what needs to happen is the CEO needs to resign. This happened under him. The responsibility, it falls with the CEO. Even if he wasn't directly responsible for not training the pilots, pushing it through FAA, I have to think he had something to do with it. But you are responsible as the CEO. You're responsible for the lives of the passengers that are in your airplane. You're responsible for the pilots, the crew, and you're responsible for the livelihood of the people in your company and the trust that has been lost from Boeing. I don't know about you, but I don't trust Boeing. I don't trust their leaders and their decisions that they make. I'm trusting that they're going to be doing what's best for them and how they can make the biggest buck. So that needs to change. And one of the best ways to get that to change quickly is to get rid of management. And one of the ways is to have that CEO step down. Now, what I would do is have a transition period as you find somebody else, hopefully somebody that has a good reputation that people can trust. But while the CEO is stepping down, is to go and apologize to the families of everyone that lost the loved one and everyone that has dealt with this, and go and apologize to them. And then, and this is kind of the cold part, but it's just part of business, is identify the people that have a right to sue you and try to work with them to create a package where they will exchange this package for not going to court and giving up their right to sue you. And that way that you're going to have to pay something, then you might as well try to mitigate it, keep it out of court, because going to court is expensive. It's going to be bad publicity for your company. You don't want to be dragging this out as more. You don't want it to be in the news. You want this to be gone. You want to bury this as fast as you can. I would recommend the CEO going there and with a repentant heart and really just sympathizing with them, apologizing to them, and trying to find a way where you can compensate them for their loss, depending on their situation, and try to keep it out of court. That's definitely something I would do. I would also be working with the firms directly that have orders, that have current planes. Maybe there's some kind of option where you can offer to fix the current issue for free and then offer discounts in the future instead of canceling orders, so you're at least able to save some of the income. I think that is a good opportunity. I don't know exactly how all those negotiations happen, but I don't know about you, but I've seen planes go through upgrades. Maybe you offer them free upgrades to the next thing for a certain amount of years to compensate and offset some of those losses. I bet there's some creative ways in there that you can save some of those orders, save some of those revenue coming in, and just limit the losses that you are going to take. And then reach out to the airlines of the companies impacted and the other ones that have orders coming through. Talk about what happened, how you're going to fix it, and how you're going to keep it from happening again, to reinstate trust in your company so they don't all go to Airbus and they continue working through and they continue to want to order your planes because they're going to have trust that you fix this problem and it's not going to happen again. And then lastly, just to close, I'm sorry we're going a little bit long, I would hire a PR firm. And I think of like Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo's had bad press lately. They had a pretty good commercial with that. I don't know how well they pulled it off, but I definitely have a PR firm to start managing some of those publications that are experts in mitigating this kind of thing. You want to get this behind you as much as possible and reestablish the Boeing name. All right, so that's what I would do. If you disagree, if you have something else that you have in mind, if you're in the industry, I'd love to hear from you and hear your thoughts. Reach out to me on email, matt@howtobuildatent.com. You can find me on social media sites, How to Build a 10. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you tomorrow. God bless.